Studies in the Book of Galatians by A.T. Jones, narrated by Timothy Turner. August 15, 1899. On the Book of Galatians, a question has been asked that calls for another preliminary study before beginning the study of the book in detail. This inquiry is, since the ceremonial law, the moral law, and the general idea of law are all involved in the argument, what then becomes of the view that has been so long held and that seems to rest upon authority that the ceremonial law is the chief subject as to the law in the book of Galatians? The answer is, it is true, yet in this answer there must be borne in mind what is comprehended in the term ceremonial law, and especially the ceremonial law involved in the book of Galatians. This is worth studying, that it is not the ceremonial law, as expressed in sacrifices and offerings, that is particularly the subject, is evident from the fact that from the beginning to the end of the book, neither sacrifice nor offering is even once referred to, that it is the ceremonial law, as expressed in circumcision, and its meaning among the Pharisees which believed, is evident from the fact that over and over circumcision is named. What then was the meaning of circumcision among the Pharisees which believed? How much did circumcision cover that Pharisaic ceremonial system? Rabbi Jehuda Hakadosh declared, "So great is circumcision, that but for the Holy One, blessed is he, would not have created the world, and that but for circumcision, heaven and earth could not exist. It is as great as all the other commandments." How great is circumcision, since it is equivalent to all the commandments of the law? Taken from Farrar's Life of Paul, Chapter 15, note to Paragraph 4 from end, and Chapter 22, note to Paragraph 5. By this it is evident that with those false brethren in Galatians chapter 2 verses 3 to 5, who are answered in the letter to the Galatians, circumcision comprehended all the commandments of the law, even all the commandments of the moral law, equally with any other, so that one who was circumcised in that bore the certificate that he was a keeper of the law. This is also evident from their demand, "You must be circumcised and keep the law," and from the expression in Galatians chapter 6, verse 13, "For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law." Now it is true that in the mind of God, true circumcision did signify the full and perfect keeping of the law, but true circumcision was, and is always, that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, of which the outward circumcision in the flesh was only the sign. Therefore it is written, "The Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And to love the Lord with all the heart and with all the soul is the keeping of all the commandments. Wherein then were the people wrong, who were bothering the Galatians and all the other people to whom Paul preached, in insisting that ye must be circumcised and keep the law? And that circumcision comprehended all the commandments. They were wrong in this, that with them it was all of works. It was all done to be justified, to be saved. Except ye do so, ye cannot be saved. On the other hand, while in the mind of the Lord circumcision also comprehended all the commandments, here it was all of faith. With the Lord the sign of circumcision was a seal of the righteousness of faith. See Romans chapter 4 verse 11 and Galatians chapter 3 verses 5 to 7. Faith which worketh by love, Galatians 5, 6. And as this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, it was of faith that keeps all the commandments. With the Pharisees which believed, those false brethren, men must perform these works of circumcision and keeping the law in order to be justified. With the Lord and Paul, men are justified by faith without any deeds of any law. with the Pharisees which believed, men must work in order to be justified. With the Lord in Paul, men must be justified in order to work. With the Pharisees which believed, everything was of works, of the flesh, outward and formal. With the Lord and Paul, everything must be by faith, of the Spirit, inward and spiritual, and outward only as the manifestation of the new life within. With the Pharisees which believed, everything was ceremonial, because it was outward, of works, of the flesh, of self. Everything was done and must be done in order to be justified by it, in order to be righteous by it, in order to be saved by it. In this way, the moral law itself was made merely ceremonial. The moral law, the ceremonial law, all law, was thus reduced to one vast system of ceremonialism. And of this vast system of ceremonialism, circumcision was the very nucleus. And it is this system and this spirit of ceremonialism that is combated and repudiated in the book of Galatians. And this is the ceremonial law, which over all and through all is the great subject as to the law in the book of Galatians, and which as a false gospel subverted souls and perverted and opposed the true gospel. Bear in mind, however, that this is not by any means to say that such is the true ceremonial law. There was nothing true about it. It was ceremonialism entire. Circumcision was perverted. The moral law was perverted. Everything as to law was perverted by it, and it fought hard to pervert even the gospel. But it could not prevail. The book of Galatians was written to set the ceremonial law, the moral law, and the gospel in their true and relative positions, and to annihilate ceremonialism forever. All this will be plainly seen as we shall study the book of Galatians in detail. In the meantime, let all read the book of Galatians through 7 times, with this thought in mind, and they will be better prepared for the study in detail, as it shall be given next week.